Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Greetings, everyone. Happy Wednesday for those of you in Georgia and who have survived the tornado and the torrential rains. Yay! I love the rain. I love the sunshine. I love the snow, if and when we have it. I love beautiful sunny days and beautiful cloudy days. I just love it all. My plants are doing so well. They're just blooming, blooming, blooming. The birds are out. The squirrels are out. The butterflies are out. The bees are out. This is a beautiful, wonderful time to be in Georgia. So, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Higher Consciousness. I am the host and creator, Professor Jamila Franklin. And we have been on the air since 2012. And we took a year and a half off and came back in January of this year. This show is about metaphysical approaches to everything. We are not a religious podcast. We are metaphysical and spiritual. So we look at everything from a different kind of lens. We don't look at things from a lens of religion. And a little bit about me. I am a certified aromatherapist, a certified Reiki master, a certified metaphysician, a college professor, an award-winning author, Blog Talk Radio host, a life coach, and I have my own practice, clinical practice in psychology. I use the emotional techniques, though. It's called the Healing Code. That's the system that I have created, and one of my former students gave it the appropriate name. She said everything that you do is part of the Healing Code, which is true. So, and I just have you understand that you are made in the image of the Most High God and that all things are possible. So please consider having a session with me. I am Professor Jamila, J-A-M-E-L-A Franklin. My telephone number is 770-882-7347. Again, my telephone number is 770-882-7347. And I ask people to call only if you want your life to change, if you desire your life to change in a miraculous way. If you are interested in staying stuck, if you're interested in being not a creator of your destiny, if you're interested and having people dictate to you and control you, then do not call me. But if you're interested in having your life change in a miraculous way and in a very, very fast way, in a very novel way, the techniques that I use are very, very creative and very novel. Very few people are doing them the way that I do them, so feel free to give me a call. My website, just Google me. Professor Jamila Franklin, J-A-M-E-L-A Franklin, because my website is long, oyendeenterprises.com. So if you Google me, you would find everything there is to know about me, plus my website. And feel free to call me for an appointment. Okay? All right, then. So I look forward to your call. And I have wonderful aromatherapy products that I created to deal with all kinds of conditions that you may be encountering, particularly PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and post-traumatic slave disorder. And all of my products are natural. I am 100% ecologically based and green, So if you want healthy products that will help you heal and feel stress-free, give me a call and look at my website. Okay, so I will give you more information later on at the end of the show. My guest this evening is also a certified Reiki master, and she's done a lot of wonderful things in the area of healing. And the title of the show tonight is The Path for Aging, for Healthy Aging. And her name is Ms. Yoli Silva, and she's the owner of Aging with Health. She's a certified chef. She's a holistic nutrition specialist, herbalist, folk medicine practitioner, and as I stated before, a certified Reiki master. Now, a bit of information about her. Specific nutrient requirements of the human body change drastically as we age. Your body begins to lose the natural ability to synthesize and absorb certain elements, causing deficiencies, resulting in a decreased quality of life. The symptoms can start with fatigue, acidity, and headache, and gradually progress to serious conditions like gut ailments, like diverticulitis, diabetes, osteoporosis, cardiovascular problems, and the like. And tonight, Ms. Yoli Silva will provide professional expertise about how to balance your advancing years with the right kind of nutrients and nourishment. And also she's going to talk about her wonderful summit that's coming up, a virtual summit to help you get more into alignment in terms of your physical health, because I think with the pandemic, which is really a plandemic, a lot of people have just thrown caution to the wind. I think they're not exercising, and you need to get out and get some vitamin D, people, okay? Get out and get some vitamin D, please. And you definitely need to do that. So without further ado, I'm bringing on Ms. Silva. If you would like to talk with her and you're on the computer, then the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, in order to talk with her, you will have to call in. And the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Greetings, Yoli. How are you?
Greetings. Yes, I am fine, thank you.
And you're hailing
from
Boston. Yes, oh yeah, I can hear you clearly. And you're coming from Boston.
Oh, okay.
You're calling from Boston.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, I used to live there for 20 years. Okay. So what I want to do is have people know a little bit about you, and then you can talk about your services and talk about your wonderful virtual summit that's coming up for women, particularly people who are aging, because I think what happens is that when people tend to age, they think that, oh, I'm over the hill, and sometimes they don't give their bodies the proper kind of respect and support. So tell us about Yoli.
Okay, so I've been on this healing path for a while now, and I am passionate about health and also empowering other people to be on the healthy journey path, because without health, we really don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's regardless, you know, how wealthy you are, you don't have health, all that money really cannot do much for you.
Yeah, that's very true. So what inspired you to begin your journey? And why are you focusing on people who are older?
Well, I find that older people, they reach an age and, you know, it's like giving up on life. Oh, you know, it's thinking that it's too late. It's never too late because the body has tremendous power to rejuvenate itself. You know, the cells can be rejuvenated.
Mm-hmm.
So it's absolutely never too late, you know, with nutrition and herbs, so much available to do the work.
Mm-hmm. So what started you on the journey? I'm sorry. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so my journey, I've always been curious. Since I was a little girl and watching the elderly just treating other people with herbs. So I've always, like, stood in the corner and just watching them, and it always stuck with me. And I've never been one to be quick to reach out for, you know, Advil or Tylenol, never.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always used natural medicine. And that's so I decided to go back to school and learn what I love to do and be and make a, you know, and get better at it.
Mm-hmm.
Make a career out of it. Same with cooking. I love to cook. I love cooking. So that's what I did. I went back to school and to become a chef. And also, I would want the listeners to know another thing about me. I have twins, and I had them at the age of 49.
Wow!
So
Repeat that again. You had twins at the age of 49.
49, mm. Yes.
Were these your first births, or did you have children before?
And I have an oldest son, so they're 25 years apart. So it was starting all over again.
Mm.
Yes. So I don't believe in age. For me, it's just a number, you know. And whatever you want to do in life, just do it. Don't let age be a crutch saying that, oh, you know, I'm too old for this. No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Age should never be a factor if you want to reinvent yourself. There's no number. Don't put a number on it. There's no excuse for it.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. And you're marking testimony, too, because you don't have to, but you can share your age with the listening audience. You don't have to, because you don't look your age. That's the reason why I'm saying that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so my twins are 13 years old now. So I'll be 63 in July.
Wow.
Yes.
You look 20 years younger. So that's a testament to your food, to the diet and the type of lifestyle that you're living and leading, because I think people think, well, I've gotten older. I've heard people say this, not as much as now as they did when I was younger. Well, I'm, you know, my godmother says this a lot, and I can't break her from. She's 89 years old, so I allow her to say certain things. Certain things I don't, but... Well, you
mm-hmm.
know, when you get to be this age, there's going to be something that's going wrong with you. I mean, that's a mindset. And some people say, well, you know, arthritis comes with age, and this comes with age, and whatever, and on the continent of Africa and then the Caribbean, a lot of people don't have any of the ailments that people in this country have because they don't have the kind of
mm-hmm.
mindset, you know, and people are just putting people in homes mentally once they hit a certain age. But the baby boomers are really redefining that because we're saying, no, we look too
no.
cute, too good. We're not going to be in a wheelchair and in a rocker knitting. No. But that is
exactly.
so amazing.
So yeah, you have to decide for yourself, you know, whether you want to give yourself the gift of wellness.
Oh, I like that.
And it's the best gift you can give to yourself. And it starts from the moment you wake up. The moment you wake up, you open your eyes. You know, start with your morning routines to support your day. That's very important.
Mhm. Yeah, I so agree. So, what are you doing in your practice with your clients? Because you have a business, and is your primary focus on people who are like baby boomers, or do you have a wide range in terms of clients? And what are some of the issues that you see that are pervasive based on the age group? What is showing up?
Well, since the pandemic, I've been treating quite a few people with COVID, with herbs, with herbal medicine. Yeah.
Wonderful. And what has the success rate been?
Oh, it's been, that's why it's word of mouth. They tell each other, you know, and I don't even advertise it because I don't know. I'm afraid they probably would, you know, especially Facebook would probably, I would pay a price for that. So I don't mention that.
Because the government would be watching. Yeah, no. Once people talk to you, then you tell them. There are a lot of things that I do that people, I don't usually use social media. People find out about me by word of mouth. But I don't put the real stuff that I do on my website because they monitor that, and they will shut you down and try to put you out of business to say you're practicing medicine. That's a wise thing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah.
Very wise, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
yeah.
That is so wonderful.
So it's just, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, so I just have, you know, my coaching business on social media, you know, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest is people who know me, like I make a special, I don't know if you've ever heard of Firesider.
No?
Okay, so it's an immune-boosting drink. But with me, I make my own. And so since COVID, I have put special lung-supporting herbs in it.
Mm.
So it's really potent. And... yeah, so I sell that, I carry that, and I take you know, in the morning, I take it in the morning like a tablespoon, and sometimes I will even use it as my salad dressing because I make my own garlic herb oil with extra virgin olive oil, so I make my own. And because I have a salad every, that's my dinner every night. I have a salad, so I'll use that. I'll use the fire cider and the oil for my dressing.
Mm.
Yeah, it's delicious.
And that stimulates the lungs and clears out the lungs specifically.
Yes, it does. Yeah, and also
wow.
It's good for the gut also because you know everything starts in the gut.
Right.
The immune system. That's where everything starts. You know, a healthy gut will surely keep you healthy, the rest of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, you know, eating healthy food comes in. It's very important because it affects our gut.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Very, very true. What are some of the main issues that you see surfacing primarily in the Black community? What are some of the things that are preventable that you keep seeing routinely?
Oh, just bad eating habits.
Which would be?
Consuming the wrong fat, like oil,
mm-hmm.
not cooking with the right oil.
What would
also,
be the right oil? What would be the right oils?
Grass-fed cow butter,
mm-hmm.
organic avocado oil,
mm-hmm.
and clarified butter, ghee.
Ghee, yeah.
Yeah, that's good for cooking. Yeah, sesame seed oil is another one, walnut oil. Those are good. And another one I use myself daily is flaxseed oil, but you cannot heat it. So I'll
mm-hmm.
put, some in my smoothie when I'm making smoothie because I make a green drink daily.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll throw some in the flaxseed oil, which is very good for the brain. And also it's good also for people who... if they're battling cancer or even just recovering, it's good to consume on a daily basis.
Flaxseed
oil.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's high in omega-6.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
So
omega-3.
So with
olive oil also.
Mm.
The thing is, it's not good to cook with olive oil because then it should be consumed cold, but
mm-hmm.
maybe the light one, but definitely not for frying.
Mm.
But
so what should someone use if he or she would like to fry?
I'm sorry?
What
huh?
should you use to fry? Clarified butter and ghee?
Grapeseed oil is good for frying.
Grapeseed? Okay.
Grapeseed oil, yes. I also use, it's good to use coconut oil for cooking as well.
Coconut.
Coconut oil. It's very good. And, I also use it in one of my morning routines, which I do in the morning upon waking up. It's after my meditation. That's the next thing I do. And that's religiously every morning. I don't know if you've heard of oil pulling.
Yes.
Okay, so I do that with olive oil. I mean, not olive oil.
Coconut oil. Yeah.
Yeah, it can also be done with sesame seed oil as well.
Mhm.
Yeah. So oil pulling is very good. It's an Ayurvedic treatment. It has so many benefits to it. You know, it's good keeps the gums and the teeth healthy and white as well.
Can you explain that to people who may not know what that is? Oil pulling. Tell them how to do it and what it is with coconut
oil. Oh, how it's done?
Oil.
Yes. So you take a tablespoon of coconut oil or sesame seed oil. You put it in your mouth. You swoosh it for. I do it for 15 to 20 minutes. But you know, if you're new at it, you're trying it. You think it's a lot, but after you've gotten used to it, it's really, it goes by fast. And because while I'm doing it, I'm doing other stuff as well. So you can start even with 5 minutes and you move it up 10 minutes until you reach 15 to 20 minutes. It's very effective. So after you've done swooshing it in your mouth, you spit it out because that holds a lot of toxins because our mouth
mm-hmm.
holds a lot of toxins. So you spit it out. And you rinse your mouth with salt water. I usually use Himalayan salt or sea salt. Mm-hmm. You put some in the water, salt water. You make salt water, and then you just rinse your mouth and you spit it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, it's
yes.
very effective. And it also
it
works
is.
On getting rid of diabetes. Coconut oil has about 100 different uses, but it helps regulate the insulin in your body along with
mm-hmm.
cinnamon. Cinnamon is great for diabetes
yes,
as
cinnamon,
well.
Yes, cinnamon, yes, very good. Mm-hmm.
Listen, so if anyone would like to ask Yoli some questions before she talks about her wonderful summit, feel free to call in 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Okay, we have a caller. Greetings.
Hello.
Greetings.
Hello.
How are you, Yoli?
I'm fine, and
who do
and
we
you?
Have a, who do we have the pleasure of? I know who you are, but
me?
Identify yourself.
Namaste. This is Alice from Las Vegas.
Greetings.
Hi, Alice.
Hi, and hi, Professor Jamila. I am ecstatic. You know, I'm listening, and when you said oil pulling, I was just over the moon. I have been telling people about oil pulling, and they've been looking at me like I was crazy for like 6 years. And and I'm like, okay, and everything that you're saying, I'm like, yes, yes. And as soon as I saw that you were going to be the guest, I looked up your website, and I watched the video that you have on there, and I put my name on your mailing list.
And oh, awesome. Thank you.
I'm going to make sure that my daughter, my sister, actually my sister's on the call. I mean, she's on the line. I got her to listen today. And they need to come to your summit. This is, I'm just ecstatic. I was trained as a colon hydrotherapist.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, 35 years ago, okay? And people just looked at me like, really? But now they're beginning to say, so what are you doing? I said, I'm taking care of my colon, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And that will alleviate a lot of this. And but the diet, and I have learned in the last 10 years, actually, that diet plays such an important part, such an important role, especially in the aging. I'm noticing what's happening to my body. And my system,
mm-hmm.
and I'm learning all that I can. And so listening to you, I'm like, oh, yes, oh, yes. We have
yes,
got to
absolutely.
Get this out.
Yes.
Got to get your
food
information
is indeed
out.
Medicine. Food
absolutely.
Is indeed medicine.
Absolutely. And I think you said you owe it to yourself. You owe it to your body as you're aging. Not that, you know, you're not throwing in the towel. You're giving it
no.
what it needs. I just was looking, you know, I've been a label reader, but I looked at the Ritz crackers, you know, and I used to give them to my grandkids all the time, and they're still
mm-hmm.
putting high fructose corn syrup in it, which is a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I'm like, I told my sister, we've got this on the shelf. She said, throw it away.
Yes.
Yep.
Good. Good.
Throwing
yeah.
it out.
Yeah, because the damage, it adds up when you keep eating these food.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes. And I recently, I told Professor Jamila that I recently came off all medications.
Mm-hmm.
The last one to go was the high blood pressure pill. And
mm-hmm.
I've been off of it for a year. And I think 3 years ago my doctor told me, oh, no, you'll never be off this. I can't take you off this. And I said, oh, no, I'm not listening to that. So I have not
good.
Taken a blood pressure pill in over a year. Like,
wow, that's
oh,
something to
goodness.
Celebrate. I'm
oh,
happy
yeah.
to hear that.
Oh, and the acid reflux medication, that omeprazole, that's gone, and all the other things. That I think I was on 5 different medications. And
wow.
I just said, nope, I'm taking power over my biology. I'm taking it back.
That's right. And, you know, all these gut-related issues, you know, the...
Yes.
Acid reflux and high blood pressure, it's all related to the gut.
Yes.
So when you treat the gut, you eliminate all these illnesses.
Absolutely. And colonics, when I used to give colonics, you know, they were, people were really like, you do what? And I came out here to Las Vegas and I couldn't really find anyone. They have a rule out here that if you're not a medical doctor, you can't really do what I was doing in Chicago. So they have these colonics that you give yourself. You actually go in the place and you actually administer it with the proctoscope yourself, which is it's hilarious. But anyway.
But speaking on high blood pressure, you know, for people who like to add salt to their food, you know, when cooking, it's the, you know, simple measures you can take, like learn to cook with fresh herbs. It adds so much flavor to the food where you don't even need the salt anymore.
Gotcha.
And not only it adds flavor, but also it's, you know, a lot of these herbs are healing.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, like, you know, thyme and oregano.
Oh, yeah, oregano, definitely. And thyme and rosemary. Oh, definitely.
Rosemary.
And then anti-inflammatory,
you know, so much health
against
benefit.
The COVID. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
COVID, you can't.
Yes.
Yeah, certain things that people knew. A lot of these so-called illnesses would be prevented because your body would be strong. Your immune system would be very strong.
Yeah. Like for cough, you make, you know, a simple, you brew a simple tea with thyme. You could, you know, you could add some, you know, cinnamon bark in it. It treats the cough. Thyme is very antiviral.
Yeah,
my
it
grandma
is.
Used to make a tea. It was coltsfoot tea.
Coltsfoot, COLTSFOOT.
So yeah, there are so many others. But so I'm gonna get the word out on your summit. Definitely.
Thank you so much.
And I'm going to continue listening, but I just wanted to call you and say, oh, my goodness, I was over the moon. She talked about oil pulling. But you know what? I didn't hear that last part. They didn't tell us that. I've been oil pulling for about 6 years. They didn't say to rinse your mouth out with salt water. And they did say to spit the residue into something. Don't put it in your sink. Don't put it down your toilet because it'll clog your pipes up.
Right.
To spit it into, I put it in a paper towel, and then I put it in a piece of plastic or a container that's already in the trash, you know, wrap up. But I didn't know about rinsing the mouth with the salt water. I will start
absolutely
doing that.
You need to rinse your mouth with the salt water.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I also, I ingest some coconut oil in the morning.
You know something else also, like if you want to add a little freshness to your mouth and you could add like a drop of peppermint, spearmint
oil.
Or tea tree oil. You find that, yes, it's just, you know, an added measure of health.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I'm going to continue listening. I'm going to get off so somebody else can call, but thank you. And I'm on your mailing list, so I will.
Thank you, Alice. Thank you for listening.
Okay.
Thank you,
blessings.
Alice.
Blessings.
Okay, be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So here's someone else. Greetings. Hello?
Was that me again?
Oh.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I see someone else. I'm sorry, Alice. Greetings.
Hi, this is Dee. How are you?
Greetings. How are you?
Greetings.
I am fine. My question tonight is, I know the exercise counts, and I know eating right count, but one of the things you said earlier was when you first started talking, you were talking about the attitude of our state of mind of how we wake up in the morning. Can you elaborate on that a little more?
Yes. So, simple morning routines, like, you know, wake up with a smile. It does wonders, even not just for yourself, but also for other people in the household who lives with you. Smile, because you're awake, you're breathing, you can see. So that's a reason to smile.
And it also increases endorphins. Endorphins are...
Endorphins, yes.
Your happy chemicals, and they help improve and enhance your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. So my other question is, I notice if I'm older, and I know a lot of people that are older, that don't get out and mingle. And I think that has a lot to do with how we feel, how we eat, and everything else.
It does.
Having relationships.
Yes, maintaining
or meaningful,
you know, having,
meaningful activities is what I mean to say.
You know, quality people around you, positive people, like-minded people. That's important. And to go back on the morning routine, I didn't finish. It's always good to drink some water when you first wake up to hydrate.
Should it be
because, you know, when
water?
The body dehydrates as we sleep. So even if you maybe the night before just have a bottle of water or a glass of water on your bedside table. So when you wake up in the morning, so you start drinking that water, and that will get you used to drinking water throughout the day.
Okay.
And I drink warm lemon water when I wake up.
Yes, we use
the juice of a fresh lemon because it pulls out all of the mucus out of your body that you don't even know is there. So some people wake up and they're blowing their noses and they're coughing or whatever. The lemon would stop it. It would definitely stop
it.
Yeah.
I do lemon water as well.
Yeah, and room temperature, well, I do mine hot, but never drink cold water in the morning. It's a shock to the body. It brings your body into shock, and people are like, oh, I like ice cold water. That's the worst thing that you can put in your body. Yeah, never drink
even
ice cold water.
Even after a meal, it's not good for your digestive system to drink anything cold, anything with ice in it after you eat. That's a bad habit. It interferes with the digestion of the food that you just ate.
Mm-hmm.
It puts, the area into really shock. It's not healthy at all to do that.
No, especially in the summertime, people drink cold water or cold sodas. And I said, first of all, it does the opposite. It makes you hotter. And as Yoli is saying, it throws your body into shock. So
right.
Anyway, thank you, Dee. Continue to listen. We have another caller. Did you have another question?
Okay.
My
other question would be is, you know, I know you should exercise, but what do you consider healthy habits?
Healthy habits. Well, mindset. Stay present, motivated, and whatever you're doing, put your heart into it. Give yourself the will to create the life that you want.
Thank you very much.
And always,
for answering
always
your
be
question.
Loving and compassionate with yourself. You know, we're humans. We make mistakes. We're not perfect. So always be loving and compassionate with yourself. It's so important.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dee. Continue to listen.
You're welcome.
We have another
thank
caller.
Thank you, Dee. Thank you.
Greetings, caller. Janine, 344.
Greetings.
Hello?
Your name, please. Yes, your name, please.
Is that me? Oh.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Your name, please.
Oh, this is Brandon. Brandy, Professor Geneva.
Oh, hi. How are you, Brandon? We can hear you clearly.
Okay, perfect. I'm good. I have a question.
Okay.
Hi, Brandon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. My question is, so I'm going to be 40 on the 28th of May, and my husband and I, we want to have a baby. And I say, like, in my mind, this may be our last baby, but who knows, whatever God says. But I was wondering, is there an herb that you would suggest for me to take now while I'm waiting to get pregnant, you know, for like a woman 40 and older? Is there anything that you would suggest for me to put in my body now just to kind of, you know, stay healthy or anything like
well,
that?
Well, I cannot just give you a name of an herb because I don't know much about you. You know, your health. So what I would suggest is that.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
It's what I would suggest to you is to eat clean, healthy food, and make sure you know it's organic.
Mm-hmm.
And consume a good healthy fat. And pomegranate.
Now, I don't know if I do that. Is that like avocado? Is there any other? Because I eat all avocados, but what is a healthy fat?
Oh, we were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, I didn't get in. I have two kids, so I'm like listening and not. So you got to bear with me.
So your healthy fats. They're your omega-3s, your omega-6. I talked about flaxseed oil. If you make smoothies, you can add that to your smoothies. Flaxseed oil is very good.
Okay.
And coconut oil.
Is hemp seed good? Because I do use that in my smoothies. I didn't know that would be. Is that considered a healthy fat?
Hemp seed, yes. Hemp seed is good, and grapeseed oil is good if you know occasionally frying something. So I would use grapeseed oil for that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. And I'm doing back and forth, so it's not that I'm not listening. I have a little toddler here. So.
Oh, yeah. That's fine, Brandon. But what you ask is an excellent question. And I think you could probably, I'm going to have Yoli give her information so you can contact her for a private session maybe, and then go to her website.
Yes, ma'am.
Go to my website and you know and schedule a time because you can have a free consultation with me. So go ahead and do that.
Can you give the audience your information?
My website is aginghealthywithyoli.com.
Okay. Can you spell it?
Aging. A-G-I-N-G, healthy, H-E-A-L-T-H-Y, with, W-I-T-H, Yoli, Y-O-L-I-E, .com.
Okay.
Thank you so much. That's an inspiration, your story about your twins. So I appreciate
oh.
that.
Yes. Thank you. Twins run in my family. I have a brother who has a boy and a girl and a sister who has twin girls.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Wow. That's a blessing. Thank you so much.
49. Thank you, Brandon, for calling. Thank you.
Thank
yes,
you,
ma'am.
Brandon.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Schedule a call with me.
Okay, so we have, 14 minutes left, and this show goes very quickly. I usually have a two-hour show, and this one, this one-hour show, it's like I blink and it's almost over. So for those of you who are on the computer, and if you would like to talk with Yoli, call in now because the computer is going to shut you off exactly at 8 o'clock. And those who are on the board can still continue to talk. But if you're not on the board, it will shut you off. And the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Okay, can you give people information about your summit and the purpose of your summit?
Yes. Can I? Is it okay if I go ahead now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I have a 21-day summit. That's the launch date is this Sunday, Mother's Day. It is to empower solo moms, women, to up-level their health and abundance. And I have 21 amazing speakers, naturopath, medical doctors, herbalist, chef, energy healers, and even I have a herbalist. She practices folk medicine, and she specializes in natural hair dyes. So,
ooh.
Yes. She's amazing. She's been doing it for years. She had her shop. She closed it down. So now she's educating people online. She's working with people who have hair shops. She's educating, has classes online. And she's amazing. And also with environmental toxins. I had a speaker. I interviewed somebody yesterday who talked about environmental toxins, which is real. People who have allergies to electricity, believe it or not, it's real. Yes.
Mm.
And, you know, you people get sick and the doctors cannot find what's going on, why they're getting sick. And a lot of times it's due to the toxins in the environment.
Mhm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so excited because I'm one of your speakers as well. So
yes, you are. And you talked about aromatherapy and the health benefits of using aromatherapy. So I'm so excited.
Yeah. So how would people find out more about the summit? Do they go to your website?
Yes, they can go on my website. It's right there on my website.
Mhm. Mhm. And it's for 21 days. Is it live or is it pre-recorded?
Pre-recorded. It's pre-recorded, and the interviews are from anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes.
Okay.
And it's from 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. For 24 hours, so until, 9 a.m. Pacific time. 9 a.m. Pacific time, which would be 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, until 12 noon the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't catch it the same day, you still have time to catch it the next day.
Mm-hmm. A particular topic. But if someone at the end of the 21 days wanted to go back to, say, my section on aromatherapy, how would a person do that? Would it still be available, or you each day you change the topic, I know, but then at the end,
yes.
Can it go back?
I believe that it can, but I'm still working that out. I'm still figuring that out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, there is that possibility. I'm making it possible for that to happen.
So are you allowing, so there's a fee, all of that information is on your website, is that correct?
Yes, it's all there. It's a free summit, by the way. It's a free summit.
Oh, it's free. There's no cost.
Yeah, the summit is free. It's free. But later on, if I'm still working that out, if they want to purchase, you know, some of the summits, all the whole series, and it's possible. So
you want to make that available to people?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But your interview, you'll have it available to you. Each of the speakers will have their interview available to them afterwards.
Okay. So to put on their own website, is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So we have 8 minutes left. If anyone would like to talk to Yoli and you're on the board, press 1. Or if you are listening via computer, feel free to call in at 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, call in at 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. What are some of the closing comments the takeaways that you would like for the audience to know about the summit and about you, Yoli?
About the summit, well, I would want the summit to be available to as many people as possible because there is so much to take in from the summit, so much knowledge, and these speakers, they're sharing so much wisdom with us. And that's why I'm doing it. And, you know, the summit, I'm spending my own money to do the summit. And this is something that I'm passionate about. Health and abundance, that's our birthright. We get to be healthy. We get to live an abundant life. And you don't have to do it alone. There's so many of us available, you know, for guidance because there's, you know, if you need the guidance, there are people there to help you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I, you know, that's what I love to do. And I've been doing it, you know, for quite a few years now, talking to people about health, encouraging them to be healthy. Just because a doctor hands you a prescription, you don't have to go and fill out that prescription. You know, you can ask yourself some questions. Well, is there something else I can do besides taking that prescription? Because there's going to be side effects from it, which will
mm-hmm.
create another health issue.
Mhm. Mhm. So, and you're not a medical doctor. You're just giving how you would do it yourself, how you personally would do it. Yeah.
Right.
So. People have choice. It's not that we're
saying
that.
You know, we all have choices.
Right.
We all have choices. Right.
because you're not giving people medical advice. Yeah.
No. But before the problem escalates, you know, that's why it's good to change some of those habits, you know, the bad habits that we know, you know, we know deep in our hearts what we're doing wrong, what we are doing to hurt our bodies. So it's never too late.
Mm-hmm.
One change a day, little at a time, it can be done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's important because people see this as, oh, my God, I can't give up meat all at once. I can't give up sweets all at once and whatever. But taking incremental baby steps.
Yes, baby steps.
Would make it definitely possible. I think that that's a very good way to approach it. And
mm-hmm.
your health is your wealth. Like you said earlier, there are people who have, I know of some people personally who have a lot of money, but their health is not in a good place. And they are suffering. And I know of one person
yeah.
who said if she could have her health back, she would give up all of her money. It wouldn't be worth it. She said in a heartbeat, she would give it up. She will relinquish all of her money. So that is very true. Very
yes.
true.
And, we all, that's what living in abundance is, that freedom, you know, when you're healthy. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful feeling.
Yeah, yeah, and you're in control of your life. Well, I would like to thank you, Yoli, for spending this time with us and giving us this information. In the remaining 3 minutes, you can give people your contact information so that they can go on your website and look at all the wonderful things that you're doing. And the 21-day summit starts on Mother's Day, this coming Sunday, correct?
Yes, this coming Sunday, Mother's Day. Perfect day for it.
It is. So each day there will be a different presenter giving information about how people can live a healthy and an abundant life.
Abundant life. Yes.
Yes. So give them your information again, your contact information again, please.
Yes. So my website is aging, A-G-I-N-G, healthy, H-E-A-L-T-H-Y with Yoli, with W-I-T-H, Yoli, my name, Yolie.com. And
okay.
And let me give my business number also, which is 617-702-9140.
Okay. Wonderful. So thank you so very much. In the remaining 1 minute, I would like to thank you and thank you and thank you. And for those people who would like to get in touch with me, I am Professor Jamila Franklin. My contact information is telephone number 770-882-7347. Again, 770-882-7347. And I'm asking people to only call if they're interested in finding out how to transform their lives and to make an appointment. Okay? And you can go online to find out more about me, Professor Jamila, J-A-M, like in Mary, E-L-A, Franklin. You will see my website and my email address. So thank you so very much, everyone. And Yoli, we give so many thank yous out to you for the wonderful work that you've done. You're a walking testimony of what you preach, having had twins at the age of 49. That's just incredible. So, and that's what I like when people walk their talk. Thank you, and I know
yes.
the summit is already a success, and people will be in their information knowledge base will be enhanced tremendously, and they will be informed, empowered, impressed, and blessed. So thank you, everyone. Until next Wednesday, know that you're loved more than you can ever, ever imagine, and this show is going to be archived, so please pastor to everyone whom you know could benefit in terms of his or her health and wealth. And I attend the 21 Day Summit.
Okay, thank you to all the listeners. Thank you, Professor Jamila.
Spiritual and emotional body. Cause I know that spirit guides me and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as
Are you still there?
Home.
Yes.
Oh.
Bye, y'all.
That was good.